Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Well, business is about thought. Business is about strategy. Business is about people. Business is about will, drive, and determination. Business is about many things, but one of the most important things business is about is problems. If there is no problem, you have no business, none whatsoever. Because if there isn't a problem to solve for the customer or the client, then why in the world would they give you their money? Why would they do business with you? So the average person who has a job, who goes to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, comes home at 5 o'clock at night, they see problems in one way. They see problems as being overwhelmed. Oh, my goodness, I've got problems. I don't know what to do. The business person who is really successful says, yes, I have problems. There are challenges. I can take this on. I can do it. I can solve them. I can show the world that this is an absolutely dynamic organization, and we can do this. And we find out what the problems are of our customers. We find out what the problems are of our clients, and we look at those problems, and I have a solution. So it's not in business if you have a problem. It's what problem do you have and what kind of problem do you have? Do you have a problem that's created because you're doing business? Do you have a problem that's created because you're in a situation where you are growing, where you have to hire more people, where you're looking to success? Or do you have a problem that the company's just not working? For instance, if we are going out and we are creating a new product – and we're going to sell that product, well, it's going to create problems. How do we create the product? How do we warehouse it? How do we price it? How do we solve it? How do we put our sales presentation together? It's a problem. But if we have a company that has a product that is not kept pace with the world, that it just doesn't sell anymore, different kind of problem. So when you're thinking about problems, you have to define the problem. Is the problem because you are creating growth? Is the problem because you are doing it right? Is the problem because you are hiring people and need to get them trained because you're going to do more business and temporarily you're going to take a step backwards? Or is the problem because you really don't have the strategy, don't really know where you're going, really don't know the direction, really don't know who the customer is, really don't know how to train people, really don't have the right people around you? So always define the problem. Understand the problem. Don't run away from it. Run towards it. Analyze it. Break it down into the simplest possible form. And when you break it down into the simplest possible form, you'll find that it's not such a problem. You take it on area by area, section by section. You define every single module of that problem. You resolve it, and you may not have the answer. Maybe you have to go to someone else who will help you solve that particular part of the problem. You are in business to solve problems. Problems are solved by creating strategy. Problems are solved by knowledge. Problems are solved by surrounding yourself with the best possible people. Problems are business. No problems, no business. This is Howard Lewinter, and I wish you great problems tomorrow, this year, next year, that you are going to resolve that will help you make an incredible profit, and you'll feel like you've taken the world on. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.